So hello, good afternoon. I'm going to present my research, zinc aluminum LDH surface properties. My name is Winnie. I'm postdoc at the University of Delaware. So zinc is well known as an essential micronutrient to organisms, but too much zinc is very toxic. So here are two examples of zinc contaminated soils. So one from Blue Mountain, Pennsylvania, and the other from Belgium, Europe. So you can see no plants and grasses can grow on these poor soils. And our group has done some work on these two soils a few years ago. And we found, using this micro X-ray fluorescence mapping, we can distribute the element by different colors. The iron is red and the blue is zinc. So we can further analyze the zinc blue hotspot and identify a special nail double hydroxide phases. So nail means it has a nail structure, and double means the two metals, zinc and aluminum, mixed. So these LDH phases are very prevalent in zinc polluted soils. And also another special feature is this phases is more insoluble than either zinc hydroxide or aluminum hydroxide, than making zinc less bioavailable. So the question is why? Why did this special phase form? A simple answer can be given is through metal-mineral interactions. So we can simply write dissolved zinc react with mineral surface and produce surface properties. But the mechanism is poorly understood. Our eventual goal is to understand how free metal ions go from solution to a mineral surface and transform from this outer sphere complex to inner sphere complex and finally to precipitates. But in this study, we will focus on this end products, try to understand more about it in terms of the structure, non-random structure order and chemical information using several new tools. So we started with zinc sorption isotherm and zinc sorption kinetic curve. So the kinetic curve told me at about 24 hours, the reaction almost most of the zinc are uptake by the gamma aluminum. This zinc isotherm can be well fitted by one side Langmuir equation. It seems to be that the sorption is the dominant mechanism, but my following spectroscopy data will tell us only these two points are surface absorption. And the rest points above this region are all about surface precipitation. Now, let's look at some evidence. So, ICTAF's extended X-ray absorption fan structure has been used for decades to identify these precipitates. There are two reasons. So, first, this LDH bulk material has a unique structure. It is a brassite trioctahedral structure, and zinc and aluminum occupy the same chemical site but different opportunities. So the other reason is ICTAF can provide very important structure information to characterize this structure. So in this ICTAF spectra of bulk LDH materials, the first peak is from the zinc oxygen coordination. That's this part. And second peak is from the zinc zinc and zinc aluminum coordination, that's this second shell. And besides that, there's a very special feature in the sky curve here. This is very diagnostic to the LDH materials. So we can see from these three samples, we all have these special features, and also we have significant second shell, almost identical bond distance with this LDH materials. So we can conclude at these three samples, we have precipitates on it. For this sample, which is 0.2 mm zinc reactive gamma aluminum, then because there's no significant second shell, and also the spectra is quite different from this free metal zinc cations. So for this, this is just surface absorption. So, ICTAF is very powerful. However, it still has some limitations because ICTAF is only sensitive to local structure. And in theory, its detection limitation is about 5 angstrom, and also it's one-dimensional. So that's only a very small range of the LDH structure. So you know, the information from exams is very, very limited. For example, a very diagnostic feature of bulk LDH materials is its internail distance, which is about 7.6 angstrom. This is out of the detection limit of exams. So, to complete exams, we have done several other studies. So the first is synchrotron X-ray diffractions. So the brightness, the super bright synchrotron X-rays allow us to identify a very small amount of new phases. So here, this spectra is a synchrotron X-ray diffraction pattern for gamma luminance, which is a typical engineered nanomaterials. And here, the peaks seem very narrow. That's because the X-ray wavelength we used here is very, very small. And for this 0.2 millimol zinc reacted gamma luminance, the diffraction pattern looks almost the same as this. So this is consistent with our exams data. There's no prestige. And for these three samples, besides the diffraction patterns of gamma luminance, we saw several additional peaks. And these additional peaks in this wavelength can be well indexed to the reflections of LDH materials. Especially the two peaks can be indexed to 03 and 06 reflections. More importantly, the first peak is very diagnostic. The displacement is 0.76 nanometer. That's exact the internal distance of LDH. So here means our peptides has some crystalline feature. So this slide shows some TM pictures. The first picture is pure gamma aluminum, which is a nanoparticles 10 to 20 nanometer in size. And the second picture is 0.4 millimol zinc reacted gamma aluminum. And here we can see different particles, which must be peptides. And in this 3 millimol zinc reacted gamma aluminum, we can see its faces even more. So here, very interesting, the surface phase is not really on surface, and also it's much, much larger than the substrate. So we hypothesize that there must be some dissolution happen in this process. So to support this, we have done some 27 aluminum NMR study. So the NMR is very sensitive to aluminum environment. So in this range, that showed the tetrahedral aluminum environment. And in this chemical shift range, that showed octahedral aluminum range. So the green line is zinc reacted gamma aluminum, and dashed line is pure gamma aluminum. At first glance, it looks very similar, but if we zoom in this range in here, we can see some differences. So the first major peak here is aluminum environment in gamma aluminum. That's just gathered aluminum octahedral environment. And we see some additional shoulder here. So this indicates a mixed zinc and aluminum octahedral environment. To confirm this is from LDH, we made another sample, which is 10 millimol zinc reacted with gamma aluminum at a higher temperature. By this way, we're supposed to have more LDH phases. And that's the case. And in the meanwhile, if we look at closely to this tetrahedral aluminum range, then we can see a very slight decrease of the tetrahedral aluminum signal. So, the slight increase of this octahedral aluminum signal and the decrease of this tetrahedral signal means there are some aluminum transform from gamma aluminum to the zinc aluminum LDH surface plates. So to summarize my research, we can conclude. To form surface plates, we need enough zinc concentration. And also we can identify some crystalline zinc aluminum LDH precipitates. Further, the ENIMA results provide some evidence of the aluminum transformation from gamma aluminum to the LDH precipitates. And before I end my presentation, I would like to introduce briefly about our ongoing project. So here, we have designed a very nice setup to combine this flow cell and quick scanning exams at Brookhaven National Lab. By this way, we can do an in-situ and real-time study to look at the kinetics, reaction kinetics of surface precipitation reactions. So here, we can see the exhaust signal builds up very nicely over reaction time. So this is 1 minute, then this is 30 minutes. And also we can obtain a very nice kinetic curve. More importantly, we can obtain some chemical information at the very, very beginning of this reaction. And tomorrow afternoon, my group member will present a poster to show more details about this study. And welcome to stop by our poster and discuss with us. So finally, I would like to thank my group members, collaborators, and the funding agency. And thank you all. And now I'm happy to take questions.